about convenient covalent fire nuclear power program dealing with the nuclear disaster. We are proposing to begin exchange of opinions with the committee channel about timing, rate of press conference, if the conference to be discussed. Procedure as general nuclear design as well as partial measures which should lead to this particular point. As for the timing, we are open-minded, but if you the sooner the better. As for the place, we accept the any place. We feel that we will not object if the decision of majority and the whole participate in you and the heads of the government. They will be organized some kind of preparatory committee which will deal with the preparation of all this content and all the questions which are about transgender questions and so on. My God, I hope that you, Mr. President, will pay due attention to this particular proposal which you can see from the field. And really, we require a positive on this matter because it's in the interest of all of us, the Soviet Union, the United States, we present the assumption that the talks we have, so the American talks on the nuclear, they will continue separately and as eagerly as possible on our bilateral basis. And so talks are called the talks we have here in Japan. We will continue separately outside this one. So this is the same time this proposal we will give now, you give the president of France.
Well, the better all in France in our message of today.
And so that has been in the 2 weeks, which may be yesterday, today or tomorrow.
So this is basically a proposal for conference if there's any limitation on disarmament.
Yes, it is a conference for 5 hours dealing with nuclear disarmament.
Disarmament to partial or otherwise.
Yes.
But
do you have anything particular in mind?
Well, I had let me suggest this, what I am. I think a proposal like this is something that we personally will, of course, consider seriously. It goes without saying anything for your government presents. We'll get to the consideration. Second, I feel that the way that our two governments make the most progress is to frankly have the kind of talks that you and we have had on various subjects. On basically an arrangement where we aren't really trying to hide it from other people, but where you can talk freely, knowing that either side can accept or reject in due time. Even the extensive looking at it, exactly. In my opinion, and I haven't talked to Christopher about this, but in my opinion, with all the other things you're talking about, which are very important, I think we're in.
What levels?
Fine. Well, that let's keep our discussions going on the other. Right now.
How do we now discuss now with Kennedy on this, and in general, with Europe?
I mean, look at Berlin, I think that.
Well, you've got Berlin,
and we've got some of those two are, it seems to me that those are the ones that are on the fire. And we ought to, I think they should be given equal importance.
We will make a formal reply to this, Mr. President.
We'll prepare a formal reply. But in addition to that, then I think this, that this matter, I think, should, what I'm suggesting is that after we had a chance to read it, so then you had a chance to consider it for us, and you and the editor will talk, and we'll go from there. But that we.
Well, you know, I think our is moving a little bit in the right direction.
What do you assure?
Yes.
Our feeling is this, that we're really in the testing period. When I say the testing period, you know, some people tend to read speeches made last week, you know, by the Congress or Stephen Russian say, well, this is hard line, this is softer line, etc. And none of those things mean anything.
No,
that's right.
I don't know how to do it, but
they're talking.
What they come to talk about,
I think what you mean is, hey, my view is that what really counts is what we're doing and not what we're saying. You know, we should all be careful about what we're saying. We're trying to do as much as we can on our side. But it seems to me, Mr. Ambassador, that we're at that point where if we play a constructive role, then we can make a breakthrough on Berlin and on salt. If we do that, the whole post-war World War II relationship changes. If we don't do that, it's going to be sticky. I think that's really what gets at. And also, if we can move in those two areas, we then open up the way. We walked a bit, now we can open up the way for some other areas of discussion. I'm not suggesting that if we don't move these other areas, we will not discuss that. But I think, seemingly, we moved so far in both of these that we ought to do in both the Berlin and Salt. Those are the ones I put at a very, very high level. And I think, frankly, if you follow our press and the world press, they're watching them both very closely.
Yes, they do.
Because they know we've been talking before our mutual announcement on Salt. Many of them said to and nothing's happening, and something happened. People do not. Maybe something's more going on. Well, something more.
Let's get more.
Of course, anyone in Berlin, I noticed some of the press last week said nothing's happening, no progress. Well, they don't know what's happening. The point is that we now have an opportunity, it seems to me, on a basis where each serves his own interest. You must serve yours, you must serve our. That's the way it is.
No, it's good.
We want, like Salt, you've got to make a deal that protects your interest, we've got to make one that protects ours. But it can be done. And the same on Berlin, and the same on such a subject as further down the line, NBFR, things like that. But I think we have established here a method of discussion that to me is quite satisfactory. I'd like to have it pursued, and if you will pursue it. And the main point is that we've got to remember too that we must want to make progress. We don't want to hurry on anything. You don't, we don't. We now are at the point where where we really should be able to make some agreements, I'm sorry. I mean, we're at that point where on with as many subjects as we've discussed before us, it seems to me we're now at a point where we should culminate something. And when you culminate one, that's something of importance. That's going to have a massive effect on world opinion. Now, the seabed's good, but you know, everybody knows that.
Right. Yeah, now the percentages we mentioned, which you feel is necessary for us in the post,
well,
to concentrate. Now
for the future, well, I already mentioned Europe.
I think the ambassador is trying to lead you towards the Middle East.
Yeah, well, I'm
okay, Europe would do the
money for them.
Europe, of course, would be a part of it, because I've just talked to the chancellor, and I'm sure you got in. But let me say that the Middle East is important. Here's the problem in the Middle East, as you well know, is the great sensitivity of other powers. They talk about Soviet American condominium in Europe, they also worry very much about it there. And yet, but we have to face the fact that Soviet American interests in the Middle East are quite competitive. There's nothing wrong with that. But we are playing here, we both have constituents. He may not be able to control. Now, that is therefore a very dangerous situation. Between the two of us, the United States and the Soviet Union, we're both adults enough, and we're so strong that none of us is going to be doing something wild on our own. On the other hand, the moment that you are dealing with a situation that is very explosive, and somebody else has his finger on the trigger, you on the one hand may have your friends that may feel that they want to draw you, want to get involved in something that you have been drawn in. We may have to draw us. That is why the Mideast, while I'm not prepared to discuss it at this point, by the Mideast, therefore, it is very much in our minds. And why, at some point, it will require discussion. In our own interest, I mean, because who, what earthly reason, what good is it going to serve the U.S. and the Soviet Union to get involved in something?
Okay. Anyway, good to see you.
Well, I'll talk to you at the